you in his dreams by waltzing with each lady to a certain specific tune at the dances he attended. Having provided himself with a musical box which played the relevant tunes and set it to play them while he was asleep, he then went to sleep with the musical box near him. This method apparently succeeded in evoking in his dreams the figure of the lady associated with the tune he had set his musical box to play. The Marquis is not very informative about whether the dreams were lucid at any stage, but he seems to have had a high opinion of lucid dreams as a way of experiencing whatever the heart could desire. Other subjects have also used lucid dreams as a way of having erotic experiences or varieties of such experiences which they would not have been able to have in waking life. The subject of the following account was an elderly gentleman, now deceased, who used lucid dreams to supplement his otherwise meagre love life. Although this account is written as if by a friend of his, he acknowledged that these experiences were his own.
A friend of mine, who realized his ability to interfere in his dreams, got into the habit of approaching good-looking girls in his dreams and disrobing them. He reasoned that as they were merely the product of his own mind, no harm could be done. If this is not so nice, blame him. Anyway, on the first occasion, he dreamed of a girl whom he knew and proceeded to undress her.